Wingstop's doing what they do best, taking flavor to the next level. So when chicken sandwiches only came in spicy and plain, Wingstop said, nah, make it 12 flavors. Lemon pepper chicken sandwich, OG hot, mango habanero. You get the picture? Every famous Wingstop flavor, now on the new Wingstop chicken sandwich. Try all 12 and find your favorite at Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings. Huh.
Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All righty, we're back. It's not all bad news nowadays. There's a lot of good news out there today. And the good news is we're seeing the Patriots. We're seeing God's people, the Christian Patriots. We're seeing them standing up in larger numbers and fighting back. Now with what's happening, which we've been telling you all along about the corruption, the election fraud, how just absolutely corrupt the government has gone. Just how absolutely corrupt we saw the so-called Justice Department from top down, the FBI right now. All of this is coming out. They're all getting caught. Okay, the chickens are coming home to roost, and that's the good news. The other good news is we're seeing people like Carrie Lake, who will not stop.
Yeah, keeps fighting.
She keeps fighting. That's the kind of people we need. Oh, if we only had that kind of spirit in the Republican leadership in the Senate, if we had that kind of spirit. You know what? If we really had that kind of spirit where it belongs, there's only a very small amount in the so-called church, in the pulpits in America. Maybe, you know, I would be amazed to say if there was 10% of those.
10% at max, yeah.
It would be max that have the spirit to stand and fight. And so let's listen to what Carrie Lake's doing. She's going after old Katie Hobbs.
If Katie Hobbs thought she could just waltz into the governor's mansion after all those shenanigans, she is in for a rude awakening. We're going to see the latest legal challenge against Hobbs. We're going to see the shocking statement made by Arizona's attorney general at the certification ceremony. And stick me the very end of this video when I'll reveal the groundswell of support for a recall petition that promises to plague Hobbs and her very possibly brief tenure as Arizona governor. You're not going to want to miss this. Arizona Secretary of State Katie Hobbs certified her own election win over Carrie Lake on Monday. This after threatening to arrest Mojave County Board of Supervisors if they didn't certify the election by Monday's deadline. This according to documents obtained by the Daily Caller. The Mojave County Board of Supervisors were, of course, extremely concerned about the insane number of irregularities and interruptions that occurred throughout Maricopa County on Election Day, as well as the obviously intentional slow walking of results and the stonewalling of handing over information on precisely just how bad the Election Day disruptions and irregularities were. So Katie Hobbs, who, remember, refused to recuse herself from overseeing the election and therefore by necessary entailment was in charge of counting her opponent's votes, took such insanity to the next level by certifying her own election win. So she was in charge of counting her opponent's votes and then certifying her own victory. This, of course, after one of the worst disruptions throughout Arizona's largest county on Election Day. Nothing to see here at all, gang. According to the lamestream media, just move along. Just business as usual in the politically pristine state of Arizona. Well, unfortunately for Hobbs, the Republican Attorney General wasn't very keen on these theatrics. Check out what Mark Brnovich said at the certification ceremony.
And I should note, I didn't know we were giving speeches today, but the governor and I, pursuant to statute, serve as merely witnesses to the certification. We do not actually certify the election. And I'm reminded of what John F. Kennedy often said, that those who ride the tiger to seek power often end up inside.
Wow, that was awesome. Again, note he reiterated, neither he nor the governor certifies the election. It's the Secretary of State that certifies it. And of course, the Secretary of State is one Katie Hobbs. And Brnovich just paraphrased a line from John F. Kennedy's inaugural address, when he said that those who foolishly seek power by riding the back of the tiger often end up inside the tiger, meaning that the quest for absolute power leads inexorably to corruption. Now, of course, we were all treated to seeing this corruption for ourselves firsthand with the Twitter files. Here's Tucker Carlson on the bombshell revelations that Katie Hobbs' office pressured Twitter through an agency known as CISA to delete the free expression of citizens concerned about elections on Twitter. This is brilliant.
At the beginning of the election cycle in 2021, staffers for the Secretary of State of Arizona, ordered by gubernatorial candidate and then Secretary of State Katie Hobbs, also directed censorship through CISA. Quote, "I am flagging this Twitter account for your review," wrote someone in Hobbs' account to the Center for Internet Security. CISA was later CC'd on the email. Why? Well, according to Hobbs' office, the tweets were, quote, "an attempt to further undermine confidence in the election institution in Arizona." Okay, so you're not allowed not to have confidence in elections? Really? This is the state where the biggest county took more than a week to count the ballots, and the printers didn't work on election day, though they worked the day before. But you're supposed to have total confidence. In fact, you're commanded to. And if you don't have confidence, you'll be punished. The email concluded, quote, "Thank you for your consideration in reviewing this matter for action." And of course, Twitter soon censored them. "Thank you. We will escalate," Twitter replied. For the fifth time, this isn't just offensive. This is illegal. This is a crime. A crime is being, a very serious crime, a crime against our democracy, not trespassing in the Capitol or gazing upon Nancy Pelosi's desk. Influencing the outcome of elections, it's beyond belief. It's also very common, much more common than anyone thought.
So here we are. I mean, the very permanent political establishment that accuses patriots of being insurrectionists and anti-democratic authoritarians are demonstrating themselves to be nothing more than projectors, imputing their own anti-democratic actions and impulses onto others. And so in the midst of all of this, what do we do? Well, the wonderful news is we're seeing patriots rising up and fighting back. Carrie Lake is officially filing a formal legal challenge to the outcome of her gubernatorial race with Hobbs, promising that if necessary, she is going to take this all the way to the Supreme Court.
And I was running against the woman overseeing the election. Then when these counties outside of Maricopa County looked at what Maricopa County did and said, wait a minute, when you run an election that's a sham, it affects and disenfranchises our voters. Can you please prove to us what's going on here? Explain why the machines didn't work and the tabulators were all broken. Surprise, surprise, on election day, they all seemed to break down. And when they said, we're not going to certify this, Katie Hobbs' office threatened them being locked up. It's like lock up, or, you know, certify this election or you'll be locked up. Talk about, you know, working under duress with a gun to your head. That's exactly what happened. This whole system is a mess here in Arizona. It's not just an embarrassment. They're trampling on our sacred vote. And that's why I'm fighting it. You know, we had a movement here. Katie Hobbs, conversely, didn't even campaign. She was, we called her Basement Hobbs because she pulled the page out of Basement Biden's playbook. She never campaigned. Maybe she knew that because she was in charge of the elections, it was going to go her way. But the people don't trust the elections. They don't believe the outcome. She sat there and certified the sham of an election, and we will be fighting it in a court of law.
Now, the court battles will be interesting. We've talked about how President Trump transformed the judiciary during his tenure into a far more conservative federalist judiciary, having appointed an inordinate amount of federal judges. So we'll see if Kerry gets some justice here. But in the meantime, patriots are rising up and they're organizing something that may end Katie Hobbs' illicit tenure long before any court decision. You're going to absolutely love this. But first, gang, I have to admit, I got to admit to you, I don't always make the best food choices, right? If I'm honest with myself, there is zero chance that I'm eating what the doctor, what's the recommended 6 cups of fruit and 6 cups of veggies each and every single day I'm supposed to have. If only it were in a powder form that I could put in my...
Alrighty, we are back. And so here, what do we see now? Katie Hobbs, she did like Biden. She did things from the basement.
Yeah.
Now, where did that start? Who was the one that came up with this mindset instead of going out, avoiding the crowds, avoiding going out where people could ask you questions. It was Obama. Obama said if he could run an election, if he could run it from the basement and have, be in his basement and have his candidate with little microphones in their ears where they could take his instructions, that's the way he would do it. Well, Hobbs looks and says, look, Biden got away with this. She had all the help of the deep state. You know, Biden had the fake news media in his pocket. And just to lay low and not get out there, and there's no way in the world, you know, he's going to be able to draw the crowds, the Trump crowd. I mean, they knew that, right?
Yeah.
The Trump was drawing crowds, 50, 60,000 people.
Biden couldn't do it. 10 or 20 people.
So what they did, the election was totally corrupted.
Yeah, they had that all pre-planned.
From top to bottom. Yeah. There's no way in the world, no way in the world that Biden got more votes than,
no.
than Trump. Okay. The people at NBC, ABC, CBS, you know, the CNN, they're professional liars. They are literally professional liars, okay? And I remember one day we had it was the night before I was his pastor for many years, was to be executed, and his lawyer was there. And we were both sitting there together, we had to see him together, and she was telling him, she concocted a big lie for him to call the governor. And he looked at me and he says, should I tell that big lie? And I said, it's never right to lie, okay? And so here, she turned around and she yelled at me. And she said, we are paid to lie for you. I said, no, you're not paid to lie for me. You get paid to lie, and that's what you do, okay? But that's exactly what NBC, ABC, CBS, they are not, there's no journalist there.
No.
No journalist there at all, okay, anymore.
There's a video on the website and in the blog section that someone pieced together. It has to be about 20 to 30 news stories, and they are literally parodying the same line. This is all, you know, ABC, NBC, all of them in different markets, you know, Chicago.
Well, they use the very same word.
It's the echo chamber.
It's the echo chamber, and you turn in, but see, remember who said a lie told long enough and loud enough becomes the truth, okay?
Probably Goebbels.
Yeah, and so you have, and this is what, that's just, you know, the way they do that. No.
Yeah, with this county, Maricopa County over here, what they did, they continued with the ballot harvesting. That never has been fixed, but what they did unique this time, and this is probably why she figured she had it in the bag, is they just totally jerry-rigged the same-day voting crowd. So you did the tabulators, all the headaches, 30% they estimate, did not get their votes properly cast. And most of the majority of those people are Republicans because they don't trust their vote, you know, putting their vote in the mail. They vote same day. So this is why they figure they had it in the bag. But it's the ultimate. If anybody should have ever recused themselves, it's that lady. And
well,
I don't think she's going to get away with it.
She's not a lady by any means. Right?
Term used loosely.
Well, look, it's not only should she. That's the law.
Yeah.
The law states that if it's a major conflict of interest, okay, in fact, in some states, if there's even a hint of conflict of interest, you have to recluse
They're
yourself.
They're preemptive, yeah.
Right. But today, we live in a lawless society.
Yeah, but it's almost like we're always a step behind, you know, what are they going to pull this time? Like we're actually trying to fix or defend against the problems that we saw last election.
Well, a good example would be like all of these lawyers that come out against, you know, Trump. These were anti-Trumpers. I mean, they all had a conflict of interest, all of them.
Yeah.
Look at the ones that were defending Hillary. The judge that heard the case was appointed by Clinton. I mean, it's they're totally corrupt. I mean, it's like in your face, we're in charge, we're going to do whatever we want, and there's really nothing you can do about it.
Yeah, I remember Jeff Sessions, when he was Attorney General, he had to recuse himself because there was a slight conflict of interest. There really wasn't one, but he actually stepped down, you know, just to, so there was no appearance of impropriety.
He stepped down because he was pressured.
He was pressured, but he could have took a stand, I think. He should have.
Well, yeah, he should have taken a stand, but see, we don't know. See, what they do, what the Communist Party does, the deep state, if they can't compromise you, they'll go after your family. They'll find somebody in your family that they can really hurt. Maybe you've got a son or a daughter. Maybe there's something about they've got a skeleton in the closet. And that's the way the deep state, there's no integrity. No integrity. And that's where what the FBI has been reduced to.
I'm hoping with Kerry Lake, the other piece of the puzzle is the stinking party, Republican Party, actually get behind her and start, you know, helping out with this. It's like she's on her own, which it just sickens me.
Well, you know, Trump has come out and said that she should be placed as a governor right away. Just like everybody knows what happened. Everybody knows, look, the vote came in. You only had 17% of the registered Democrats voted, 17%. Now, you had 51% of the registered Republicans vote. Now, how can 17% of the registered Democrats end up with
51%, yeah.
Okay, so it just shows you right there. It's we're going to do it right in front of you. Now, you're right about people getting really fed up with the Republicans, okay? They're looking out there. I mean, we're going to see what happens because we're totally, completely fed up with rhinos. We've had it. And so, well.
Yeah, I've knocked on doors 20, 30 years for the Republican Party. I don't consider myself a Republican. I'm a conservative anymore. But we've been voting for the lesser of two evils for decades now, and all we got is evil.
Well, in my lifetime, Trump was the best president this country had. He kept his promises.
Yeah, delivered.
Well, he was in. We were no longer a laughingstock amongst the world. The world, the other countries out there respected us and feared us. Okay?
Yeah.
Our borders were secure. We didn't have all of these terrorists that Biden's bringing in terrorists for the time that he needs them. We didn't have all of these human smugglers. You know, these little girls.
Traffickers.
These little girls are getting raped. And they know that along the way, they may get raped four or five times or more along the way. Here, you know, it's bad enough. 25% of the women end up getting raped. And that's bad, but not nearly as bad as with these little girls. That's beyond bad.
Yeah.
Okay. And so, here, for the first time that I can remember, America was totally energy independent.
That's the first time ever, yeah.
Yeah.
We didn't buy a drop of oil from anywhere but America.
Our military was building up.
But he got that up and running.
He got that up and running, and people say, why in the world did he bring this shot? Well, he understood something. He knew it was coming. He knew if he tried to stop this that he was going to get blamed for people dying from the COVID when they could have had a vax. So what he did, he understood something. He knew if the vax was experimental,
yeah,
they could not force it upon us.
Yeah.
Well, but you see, he was figuring, too, that was under a lawful, that we got, you know, total lawlessness now, okay, in this country. Your woke corporations, so on and so forth. People now are figuring out, they're waking up, they're realizing this thing is killing people. 40,000 Marines said, no, we'll get out before, we'll take that, okay? They totally destroyed our military. So now they've stopped here. What they've said is the House on Thursday overwhelmingly passed the $858 billion defense policy bill that would rescind the Pentagon's mandate that troops receive the coronavirus vaccine. Now, here, I don't trust him. I don't trust him as far as I can throw him. I don't trust Milley. I don't trust Austin. You know, these guys are not on our side.
No, they're not
on America's side, okay? And so, in fact, they're trying to literally destroy our military. They're doing everything they can to destroy our military. In fact, here's an article right here. Harsh news for thousands of U.S. troops booted for refusing the COVID vax. And he goes on.
Now, is that the bill that the House of Representatives just signed, is that going to negate this?
No. Thousands of troops already discharged for refusing the COVID-19 vaccine won't return to service after Congress' last-minute defense bill sought to overturn the Pentagon's mandate. The Army, Air Force, Navy, and Marines have separated at least 8,400 active duty and reserve troops for spurning the Departments of Defense's August 2021 requirement that all service members receive the COVID-19 vaccine, according to the information the DOD provided to the Daily Caller News Foundation. While the compromise legislation released late Tuesday directs the Pentagon to rescind the mandate, it stops short of requiring the military to restore discharged troops to their prior positions or provide reparations. Let me ask you a question. Who would you consider are the brightest and the best? The ones that were smart enough not to take the vax, okay?
Yeah.
And so in other words, they're saying, look, we do not want the brightest and the best. We do not want, we will reduce our standards down as low as we have to go. We'll take whatever. We'll take drag queens. We'll take, you know.
Yeah. And that's what they're doing, actually.
Yeah. All righty. You know what we're going to do? I'm going to open the phone lines at 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. You have an article.
One more thing that Trump did. He basically renegotiated NAFTA, which Bill Clinton signed into law and Joe Biden signed when he was in the Senate. And then he actually renegotiated our trade treaty with China. And if you think about it, Trump did all of these things basically on his own. He had very little help from McConnell, and we didn't have a Republican Congress for the second 2 years. So all this stuff he did on his own, it's just phenomenal what he did.
Yeah, this makes, you know, all the more they attack him, it makes people like me all the more ready to support him.
Yep.
And it's the same thing with Kerry Lake.
This is... that one article, it's kind of good news. We'll just see if they follow through. But it says, GOP House members launch probe into ESG investment schemes. And those are, ESG is the One World Order, WEF, program that is just destroying every financial institution in every country. So on Tuesday, six GOP lawmakers sent a letter to the leaders of Climate Action 100, a group of describing itself as an investor-led initiative to ensure the world's largest corporate greenhouse gas emitters take necessary action to change the climate. Hopefully, Jim Jordan's in charge of this, and hopefully they do follow through, because if they let ESG basically take over, not only are the corporations, they're already in their bag, but we're not going to be able to buy a piece of coal. We're not going to be able to buy cars. We're not going to buy anything that doesn't meet their climate change utopia. It's a complete disaster. And if it doesn't get reversed, we're finished.
Well, the thing of it is we have to, this is where, what we've been trying to tell people for the longest time, we have to take it back to, you know, in Germany right now, they're tearing down.
Chopping down wood, yeah.
Well, they're chopping wood. They're chopping down the trees. But they had acres and acres and acres and acres of these solar panels, and they're tearing these solar panels down. A lot of them falling apart, and they're digging coal. They're digging coal.
They're back to coal. Yeah. Okay.
And so, here, UN votes overwhelmingly for Israel to give up its nukes. This ain't going to happen.
Yeah.
The United Nations has condemned the state of Israel more than any other nation on earth, according to Quora. Oh, by the way, this is an article from Bob Unruh. In fact, Israel has been condemned more than all the other countries in the world combined, the report explains. I wonder why that is, huh?
Yeah.
For example, in 2020, the United Nations General Assembly condemned Israel 17 times compared to a total of 6 for the rest of the world, in which there was one resolution of condemnation for North Korea, one for Iran, one for Syria, one for Myanmar, and 2 for Crimea. Now the campaign against Israel is being expanded. The UN vote demanded that the Middle East leading democracy give up its military defense. According to the Blaze, the vote was 149-6 to demand that Israel surrender the nuclear weapons. The report explained only a handful of countries supported Israel's right to nuclear self-defense in the recent UN vote. Well, here, the international organization, which moved to extreme left positions on many issues, including abortion in recent years, insisted that Israel renounce possession of nuclear weapons and assent to the non-proliferation nuclear weapons treaty, thereby placing all its nuclear facilities under comprehensive international atomic energy safeguards.
Did that go through the Security Council, or is that just a...
That's a UN, just a UN resolution.
Okay.
UN vote, yeah. And so, here's what I wanted to do very quickly, because we're coming up to a break. Well, you know what? Oh, yeah. Let's just do the break. I'll do it on the way back. Okay, we're there anyhow. So certain about this faith of mine, I'm hanging in there, doing fine. King Jesus is a friend of mine, I'm blessed by you. Saving babies, teaching sinners, hell's for losers, heaven's for winners. This word is not for beginners. I am blessed by you. I'm coming home someday. Heaven's my way. I'm blessed by you. Where the saints all stay and little children play. I'm blessed by you. That heavenly prize, it's no surprise how happy I'll be. Gonna see my family again, gonna be with long lost friends. Maybe soon, I don't know when, I'm blessed by you. I know that I
Oh, some bright day, gonna fly away. It's there I'll stay. I'll be there with you, 'cause your words are true. I'm blessed by you.
Blessed by you. I wrote that song.
I thought it was Johnny Cash.
No, that was me. Okay. All righty, here you go. Listen to this one. Fauci couldn't name any study showing masks work against COVID-19. So he was, took a deposition, and the lawyers asked him, can you provide for us, since you put this order out, and you put a mandate out, that people must wear these masks, can you give us any scientific studies at all, any that showed that those masks were effective against stopping the, and he could not give one, which we knew that all along.
Yeah.
But what they sure did a lot of damage, didn't they?
Well, he did say at the beginning, don't wear masks, they don't do nothing. Then he had to he changed his tune. I think he went back and forth twice.
Yeah, well.
And then he went to two masks, too, I thought.
Right, well, it's because I think you might see he may have invested some money in the companies that make the masks.
That makes them, yeah.
Yep, that's the way it normally works, okay. All right, let's go to Florida and have Jeff. Jeff, you're in the air.
Yeah, hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you, yep, you're in the air.
All right. I got some good comments for you. First of all, tell that guy Cliff that calls in all the time, tell him that I heard him earlier this week on Coast to Coast.
He was Joe.
Program at 4 o'clock in the morning. I heard him, but he used a different name. He used the name Joe.
Yeah, I know. And, I know. We know. We know,
you
Joe.
You knew that? Okay.
We got Cliff on the air. Listen, Cliff is standing. He's standing by right now.
He used the name Joe on George Norrie's program. Anyway, this is my main comment, and that is, if everybody will go to YouTube and look up The Gunner's Wife, it's called The Gunner's Wife. She's a professional lip reader, and she read the lips of everybody, including Nancy Pelosi and Vice President Pence, Trump's State of the Union address. This is his last State of the Union address. And she read everybody's lips, and Pence and Nancy Pelosi were talking secretly, but they made sure nobody was looking at them. They were looking at the cameras and everything, and they started whispering with one another about assassinating President Trump, and this was Pence and Pelosi together.
All right, I would have to
take a look at it.
Yeah, we'd have to take a look at that and verify that.
It's called The Gunner's Wife, and it's on YouTube. It's been on there since the State of the Union happened, and she exposes Pence as being part of the deep state.
Well, you know, we know that Pence had it was his job. He had the responsibility. Before he certified that election, right in front of him, you had people standing there saying, here, we've got all kinds of evidence of corruption here, of election fraud. And it was his responsibility to say, look, I'm not going to certify this. Let me take a look at what they have before I certify this. He failed to do that. And I noticed something, too. Afterwards, Nancy Pelosi handed him something that looked like a coin. And we wonder what that's all about. Some of those Bitcoins could be worth a lot of money. You know, I don't know what it was.
That was the State of the Union. Well, anyway, when she was reading their lips, Pelosi was talking about poisoning his water, Trump's water, and Pence was going right along with it. He was saying, "Yeah, it needs to be something needs to be done."
Wow.
Could have been a set fire.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd like to, We got to make sure that's not a satire. We got to so.
Oh, yeah, we'll look at it.
I looked at it many times. You can look at the original on ABC or whatever, and everything that she lip read is exactly what they said. Except ABC and all them never showed a close up. This was the cameras that were inside that belonged to the Capitol that was doing the close up. And she somehow got the copy of that video, and she was able to read their lips. But, yeah, they were thinking of Pence and Pelosi were plotting to assassinate Trump. They wanted to do that.
I don't doubt it a bit that they want. All righty. Thanks, Jeff. And have a Merry Christmas. But there's only one guy that we know would know for sure. And that's Clifford Joe. Bring up Clifford Joe.
That's my Irish grandfather. His two names are also on my birth certificate, so I can use that as the middle names. But what do you call it? One of the things I wanted to say was there's a book people might be interested in called The Psychology of Persuasion. I had an Audible credit, so I said I'll get a longer book from the psychology section. And it seems like they took the template for hawking this shot right from this book. It said, it talked about like using social proof, where you would get people to think everybody else is doing it, then, you know, it's okay to do it. You know, that they'll get the idea that, hey, a lot of, like with the shot, oh, all these people are taking it, so it must be good. But it's uncanny. It's almost like this whole, you know, and list the experts. So if anybody's interested in that, it's a long book. It's 20 hours on Audible. It's called The Psychology of Persuasion.
Well, yeah, well, that's something that's been around. Even as children, you learn that. You know, how many times you wanted to go someplace, you know, and so you go to your parents. Why? I don't know. I don't know anything about that that camp or whatever. Oh, hey, listen, Joey's mother, she's sending him. She knows. You know her, don't you? She's sending him. And use that. You know, that's been something that's been used for years.
Like they set up long lines at, like, movie theaters on purpose. So people would say, you know, that type of thing. So it is interesting. Another thing is, and then I have a question about a scripture. We have time, but
We got to hurry though, because the whole.
I'll just do the scripture. It's Jeremiah chapter 3, verses 21 and 22, and I think right before that, it's talking about, you know, it's treacherous to move away from the Lord's presence. But then it seems like verse 21 is talking about an intercessor on the land.
You know, Jeremiah chapter 3, 21, 21.
21 to 22, yeah.
Okay.
Now,
so
I don't know if that's the case, but that I could read it that way.
A voice was heard upon the high places, weeping and supplication of the children of Israel, for they have perverted their way, and they have forgotten the Lord their God. Okay, return, you backsliders, children, and I will heal your backsliding. Well, that's exactly what it means, what it says there. Okay, he's, you know, God was, they had, well, let me go back to show you a little earlier. But I said, how shall I put thee among the children and give thee pleasure, or a pleasant land, a goodly heritage of the hosts of nations? And I said, thou shalt call me my father, and shall not turn away from me. Surely as a wife treacherously departed from her husband, so have you dealt treacherously with me, O house of Israel, saith the Lord. So he's dealing with them. In fact, see, Israel is known as the wife of God. And so he's referring to him as that way, a voice that heard upon the high places, weeping and supplication of the children of Israel, for they have perverted their way and have forgotten the Lord their God. So when you forget your God, God forgets you. All nations forget their God or turn into hell. And so then he quits blessing them, and that's what the weeping was all about.
Right, so, but it seems to imply there could be an intercessor, you know, that's kind of trying to bridge that gap, I think. I don't know if you would interpret it that way.
Though there's no intercessor here, you just have Jeremiah the prophet, but I have to move on. So, Merry Christmas. We have one lady on the line, don't we? Bring up Karen. Hey, Karen.
Yeah, hi, Pastor.
Hi.
This has bothered me. I don't know why. My father worked at an oil refinery. And do you know what plastic is made out of? Plastic is made out of, to make
oil.
It, is made
oil.
Out of coal, natural gas, and crude oil.
Mm-hmm.
There's seven types of plastics, and you need a refinery. And how many things do we see a day that's made out of plastic?
Oh, yeah, a lot of
things.
And
what are we going to do without plastic?
Well, here, I mean, the point of it is, look, Biden is not working for us. Biden
right.
is owned in the whole Biden crime family. The whole woke movement is they're on the Chinese Communist Party payroll. The leaders, the military leaders, I listened to them as they were speaking to a huge group of college students and others, were saying how we own the very top people in America. We own them. And this is where the whole thing with Hunter Biden and the laptops and all of this stuff that's going on with China. We have been sold out. We have been sold out, you know. And so, yeah, this is where, you know, his job. You just had Klaus Schwab and George Soros just recently came out as they were interviewed and said, they have decided that America must be reduced to third world status and China, Red China, will become the sole world nuclear power, and is the richest, you know, the new wealthy country, the world's top
military. Superpower,
yeah. So they've decided that for you.
Yeah, I saw in an interview, George Soros said he's there for the managed decline of Western civilization.
So there you go. I mean,
one of the problems is, you know, people don't. They just look at the big picture, but they don't look at all these other things that would, you know, there's only seven types of plastic, and I mean, they don't know about what it's made out of. They just, you know, people don't look into things.
Well, we know what plastic's made out of, and again, we know we need to get back to be energy independent the way Trump had put us there.
Just think about how important plastic is for healthcare, hospitals, sterilization.
Yep.
That's
everything.
Yeah.
Yep. We got to move on, but listen, you have a Merry Christmas to you.
Okay, Jesus is Lord, though, and we're going to win.
Amen. Amen. Okay, who do we have next, did you say?
We got Ed.
Ed, you're in the air.
I'll be brief and to the point. About 20 years ago, I was listening to a program about a pastor. He was talking about Lucifer and the influence on the world and the institutions, things along those lines. And he said there's two places that Lucifer likes to set up shop. It's the pulpit and the court system, and I believe it. My point is this. When you have people like Kerry Lake, Donald Trump, nothing against them. I think they're decent people. But when you talk about the court system, they haven't practiced constitutional law since 1933. So, and under the War Powers Act, which Roosevelt established, and every other president that came in immediately pretty much went under that because they wouldn't have any authority if they didn't. And Donald Trump was the longest holdout, and I forgot the number of months that he didn't declare it. But what it comes down to is that, you know, I think it gives people a sense of false security and hope that something is going to happen positive in this satanic court system. Even if you look at this Roe versus Wade thing, all it did was just move the problem. It didn't solve it. So I just think that, the court system, I think it's done with. I don't think, you know, America Babylon is going to recover. But give me your opinion.
Well, I don't know, but see, here's what our instructions are to work for that. You know, just like in Nineveh. Nineveh, you know, was going to be, was condemned, but God gave them because they repented. If America was to repent, see, God tells us very clearly, if we repent and we call upon his name, and that means that people turn away from their wickedness and start living in obedience to the word of God, then God will bless us again, okay? But if they don't, now the problem you have in America today is you have such biblical illiteracy, the vast majority of people don't even know that, okay?
Can I say something?
Sure.
With all the cell phone zombies out here and people breeding like wild animals, do you really think they even interested in repentance?
No. That's the point. But, you know, again, well, there you go.
You have a good evening.
You too. Merry Christmas. Who do we have next?
AC,
you're in the air.
Yes. Last night you had a caller who was asking about Matthew 24, verse 37, as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be, and he wanted to know what it meant. And let me just say that Noah was given a great commission to preach a pre-flood gospel with an escape plan of one voyage out. We have been given a great commission to preach a pre-tribulation rapture gospel with an escape plan of one flight out, a pre-tribulation rapture. And that's what Jesus was trying to communicate here, that Noah is a type of a born-again Christian, pre-tribulation rapture Christian, and the things we're experiencing now are the way they were in the days of Noah, where the thoughts of people's hearts are evil continually, and we're seeing evidence upon evidence of that.
Well, you got to add to that. You have to add to that the ability, the fact that even though they were told, you know, Noah preached for 120 years to repentance, they laughed and they mocked. Okay, today you have many more than Noah out there preaching this, and people are still laughing and they're still mocking. You know, you've got the entire, you know, the entire news media. Look, all of your woke corporations, everything in the government has gone so corrupt. So everything's the same. But here's another thing, AC. If you go back and you read, you know, for years, the estimated population of the world at that time was about 8 billion people, according to most theologians and historians. And we're coming close to that right now. We're very close to 8 billion people. So everything is so similar as it was in the days of Noah.
Yes. The thoughts of their heart was evil continually, and we've seen that.
Yep.
And, you know, Noah had to endure until the end of his great commission, and we have to endure until the end of our great commission to be saved from the tribulation period.
Absolutely. So, we have our marching orders, don't we?
Yes.
All righty, but we don't have any time. We're out of time. Have a Merry Christmas. All right, how much time do I have there left?
Four.
Okay, we're out of time so tonight. So we are going to what we do at this time every night, what he was just talking about, AC. The reality, in this world, there's very, very little you can count on, okay? As far as reality goes, we have to check information over and over. The Bible says in Daniel chapter 12 that in the last days, knowledge, but now he said, when he says knowledge will be increased rapidly, but he doesn't say the truth is going to be increased. There's a difference. You can have a knowledge of things that are, it's not true at all, okay? For example, you know, just listen to the news media. Listen to NBC, ABC, CBS. You'll get knowledge, but you're not going to hear much truth, right?
Same with our school systems.
Right, same with the public school. But there is one source of absolute truth. One. There's one source, and it's one source of absolute authority. It speaks with absolute authority and absolute truth, and it will be here no matter for years, and for hundreds of years, centuries, they've tried to eliminate, they've tried to destroy it. But that's the Word of God. And as the Lord Jesus himself said, heaven and earth will pass, but his words will stand forever. And what he meant is everything that he said he would do, he was will end. He will do. It's going to get done, okay? You cannot break his scripture. And folks, that's why we keep telling you there's only one thing you can put your trust in, and that's God. For all of you out there, and this is why when we keep telling you it's appointed to all men once to die, and then the judgment, that's exactly what's going to happen. And you say, well, I don't know. I just can't understand why God would do the things the way he did. Why does a loving God, why is there even a place like hell? Well, first of all, folks, he explains it to you in writing. He tells you that his ways are much, much higher than your ways. His thoughts are much higher than your thoughts. The way he does things are for reasons that, for the most part, are way beyond your understanding. Now, you have to understand, you're talking about the ultimate intelligence. When you're referring to God, the ultimate intelligence, which virtually all knowledge is contained. Folks, I mean, look, he's the one that created us. And the science, he's the one that holds the universe together. There's things that, there's knowledge out there that we may never acquire, okay? But we do know one thing, that with over 1,800 prophecies, the vast majority of them have come true, and some made 4,000 years in advance, exactly when, exactly where, exactly how. The mathematical odds of that happening are zero. But God, see, there's nothing impossible for God. There is nothing impossible. And so, bottom line is simply this. He tells you, you need to repent, pray to the Father, and make sure, pray and ask him that your sin's forgiven. Then you need to realize, one, that Christ died and took your place, substitutionary death in your place upon that cross. He owes you nothing. You owe him everything. You owe him everything. And that's why you need to call upon his name and ask him to be the Lord of your life, all of your life. And if you'll do that, okay, he will honor his commitment. You will become a new creature, a born-again believer, an heir of the kingdom, and you will be on your way to immortality. You've got God's word upon that, and there's nothing more sure than that. So until tomorrow, good night. God bless. And always, always, always keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.